Hello, my loves. Welcome to Our Journey Unveiled. This is the podcast where I delve into divorce recovery, self-improvement, and manifestation. I'm your host, Timmy Samuel. I'm a wellness coach and now a podcaster. I'm also a mom of two beautiful daughters. This podcast has been a year in the making. It was followed by my own journey through divorce, and you know, the transformative experiences it's brought into my life, and I'm excited to share it with you. It's my mission to share my insights, my tips, strategies that worked for me to help you navigate through the challenges of divorce. And I want you to emerge stronger, wiser, and more empowered. So if you're tuning in today, chances are you're seeking guidance and support as you navigate through the aftermath of your divorce. But I want to assure you that you're not alone, and your journey towards healing, it starts now. You know, like the saying goes, and Anthony Robbins says it, success leaves clues. So that means you can learn from those who have walked the path that you're on right now. You see, the key to expediting your healing process, it lies in you shifting your perspective. You see, instead of viewing this, your divorce, as this kind of padlock, like a chain holding you down, see it as a doorway to a new direction, that a new door has opened and it's up to you to pass through that door. It's going to lead you to a direction filled with opportunities you don't see now. And those opportunities are for your growth, for your self-discovery, and eventually your own transformation. Because even at this moment, you're undergoing a transformation. You know, healing may seem very daunting at times. I've been there. You break down, you cry, you eat poorly, you hardly sleep. You're not coherent. You're mad at yourself all the time. You're mad at being mad at yourself. You're mad at the situation. You're angry at life. But just by making this little tweak, changing your perspective and shedding your old beliefs, putting down that tainted lens with which you view this divorce and putting on a new lens, you pave the way for a brighter and more fulfilling future. And let me let you in on a secret. The happier you are if you have children, the happier your kids will become eventually when they see you thriving. So if you are ready to embark on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment, please let's dive in together. So welcome once again to Our Journey Unveiled. You see, every healing, whether it's from divorce or childhood trauma, whatever it is, it begins from within. You could go to a therapist. A therapist will aid you, hold you accountable, but you still need to do the work. It's essential for you to take the time to introspect, like the psychologists say. Connect with your inner being. Connect with your inner thoughts, your emotions, because you are thinking right now is what is creating the feeling of you feeling stuck. Because I've seen people have divorced for years, they're still stuck. They keep talking about what their exes used to say to them, but these people are no longer in their lives, not in that romantic way anymore yet. Their commentary is still following these people all around. So now, I'm a very practical person. Grab a pen and a paper if you have it around you, if you're home. If you're driving in your car when you get home, do this. Sit down and let your thoughts just flow freely. Write down everything that comes to mind about your divorce, your pain, the disappointments you felt, what you think could have happened, and now your desires for the future. What do you want? Ask yourself, now that this has happened, what do I really want? Talk to yourself. Sometimes I sit down on my bed and actually talk out loud. Tell me, what do you want now? You see, this process of brain dumping or just talking out loud to yourself, even in front of the mirror, it allows you to gain clarity and insight into your own thoughts and your feeling. See, once you've poured out your thoughts, it's time to turn the page and focus on what you want now. Acknowledge the pain, acknowledge the loss, but also recognize that it's a blessing for you to be here right now. There's so much opportunities around you, but because you're feeling stuck, you're not seeing it. There's opportunity for growth. Your transformation is here right now. Write down your desires, whether it's cooperative co-parenting, maybe it's a new career path or a dream you've had to do something when you were a little girl. Maybe it's to be an actress, maybe it's to do public speaking, maybe you want to be a motivational speaker, maybe you want to be a mentor, a coach. Or maybe it's just a mindset shift towards your own resilience, towards positivity, towards just healing yourself, towards being strong physically. Maybe, you know, changing your body. I don't know what it is. Then the next step is for you to wake up every day with a clear focus on your goals and desires. Keep that book next to you, this paper next to you always. Keep challenging that old beliefs, because some of them are so persistent. So every day is like unplugging. Challenge those perspectives that no longer serve you. Start replacing them with the new one, the empowering beliefs. It takes some practice. Be willing to accept that these new beliefs wholeheartedly. Commit to them. You have to be persistent. You have to be determined. It's like going to the gym. You can't build muscles in a day, can you? You keep going at it. Then there's the third phase. You need to incorporate prayer, meditation, visualization, and segment setting into your daily routine. Choose anyone that works for you. I'm going to deliberate on each of these processes and more of the different kinds of processes in another episode. But you get what I'm saying. See, these practices, they will help you to rewire your brain. Start cultivating that positive mindset you don't have. Because if you're feeling stuck, clearly there's some negativity going on. There's some bad energy going on. So when you start changing, you will shorten this grieving process around divorce. It's doable. Remember, persistence is key. I'll keep repeating it. Consistently practicing these techniques to lead to profound transformation and healing. You start observing the changes in your life immediately. See, let me summarize this here now. You need to identify your old beliefs and perspective about your divorce. Decide what the new belief is going to be and how willing you are to accept this new belief in the fastest time possible, because you can do it right now. Because telling yourself, "You don't know what I've been through, how can I just replace that?" That's an affirmation. It's a bad one. It's a negative affirmation in itself. What's stopping you from starting now? It's the same effort. If you spend hours every day ruminating in the past, thinking of what he said to you, what his mother said to you, what his sister said to you, what he did, what he said, why don't you use that same time for your own healing? Do you love being in pain? Ask yourself that question. Nobody is doing that to you. It's coming from you. There's a big difference. You see, it's incredible how much power we have over our own minds and emotions when you really spend time to work on yourself. You see, with the right guidance and tools, we can turn even the most challenging situations into opportunities for our own growth. You see, as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, it's not just about knowing, but knowing how to apply that knowledge. I need you to embrace this journey of self-discovery and empowerment. That is what it is. You're going to uncover a lot of things about yourself. Maybe you had childhood trauma. Maybe you were even trauma bonding without even knowing it. It's time to break free. You have the opportunity. Don't you see how beautiful it is that you can still turn your life around? Just watch as you are going to create a life filled with joy, with purpose and fulfillment. That is what I want you to go with. That's the message that I want you to take with you today if you're listening to me. I don't want to take much of your time. I thank you for joining me on this episode of My Journey Unveiled. It's my first episode introducing what this podcast is going to be about. You know, remember, healing after your divorce is just a journey. And it's okay to take it one step at a time, but you don't have to take 10 years. That's my issue. Because we keep saying, "Oh, I'll do it tomorrow." You're not in charge of tomorrow. What if you don't make it tomorrow? I'm not saying that's what is going to happen. You're not in control of that, but you're in control of right now. By shifting this, your perspective, you know, you embrace introspection, like I've said. You commit to your daily practices of your own kind of mindfulness, any spiritual practice that you're drawn to, that you love, that you know you can commit with, that you resonate with, practice it. Then positivity. You are already on the path to your healing and transformation. Doesn't need to take years. So if you found today's episode helpful, I invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it with others who may benefit from this content, so that together we can create a community of support and empowerment for those going through the challenges of divorce and rebuilding their lives. I want you to stay tuned for future episodes where I'll dive deeper into topics like your self-care, your personal growth, manifestation, and just finding joy after divorce. And remember, no matter where you are on your journey, you're not alone. I'm here for you. Until next time, I want you to take care and keep moving forward with courage, with resilience. And I thank you for listening to Her Journey Unveiled. Don't forget to follow me on social media, on Instagram, TikTok, for updates and maybe additional resources like guides that I can provide for you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like to cover, you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on hello@herjourneyunveiled.com. I'm wishing you strength, I'm wishing you healing and empowerment on your journey. You can do this. And if no one has told you today, I want to reach out to you to tell you that I love you so much.